Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
This week I am ruminating on several things in the theatrical world, including shedding a bit of light on some of the smaller yet interesting companies that always need to struggle in terms of budgets, schedules, and publicity, yet they keep on keeping on. But first, a bit of actual news, which as usual involves Broadway shows opening and closing. Now, as I predicted here, and I was certainly not alone, the final notice has already been put up for getting the band back together. This was a long shot from day one, a tired idea, School of Rock did it better, no big names, trying too hard, and so on. That said, I did think there were some funny bits and nice music, and here's hoping they find venues off-Broadway around the country, where it would likely also find less seasoned or cynical audiences. Now, on the flip side, a show which I have not seen called Be More Chill is transferring from off to on Broadway. This one, described as a sci-fi musical about anxiety-prone high schoolers, and who isn't or wasn't, by the way, has been a word-of-mouth, social media-driven hot ticket in a small venue. Now, I hate to be a pessimist, and I certainly don't want to add to anyone else's anxiety, but I have watched a lot of such pieces sell out intimate spaces, then they move to fancier quarters way ahead of schedule. Of course, there are the Dear Evan Hansen exceptions, but they are few, far between, and rarely as polished and workshopped as that one was as it made its way to the Great White One. Anyway, let's see if Be More Chill will be more successful as it graduates. And now a word about jukebox musicals, which we've certainly discussed here before and which keep on coming. But let's be honest, our track record has been pretty iffy. Now, though the one about Donna Summer, simply called Summer, seems to be hanging on, its prognosis is not particularly healthy. Margaritaville, the Jimmy Buffett-inspired show, ended quickly this past season. Head Over Heels, featuring the music of the Go-Go's, will surely be go-going soon. The next to open apparently will be about Cher, with three actresses playing the more celebrated half of Sunny End. Now, that one hopes to open by early December. I am reporting this month from Los Angeles, by the way, and the talk of the theater community here is Ain't Too Proud about the Motown group The Temptations. The production has received very positive reviews and is definitely headed to Broadway. Now, these might seem like easy shows to do, just play the greatest hits and surround them with a storyline, but, well, that ain't too true. Beautiful about Carole King and Jersey Boys were really the rare ones and managed to do it all. Really do have to question Broadway's current boast about all the original shows arriving over the next season. Well, do jukeboxes really qualify? And what about the glut of movies turned theatrical productions? I guess it depends on your definition of original. But those are not stopping anytime soon. Pretty Woman recently opened, but I bet 6 months from now it won't be. At least three more coming over the next several months include King Kong, Beetlejuice, and Moulin Rouge. Now, one that I am rooting for is Dave, based on the delightful Kevin Klein movie about an incompetent man in the White House. Well, there might be a race to see if the show gets up before the current president goes down. Dave has had a nice run in the nation's capital, so I imagine the producers are seeking space in New York as we speak. Another movie turned to play, no music in this one, is Network, which also has resonance, and Patty Chayefsky's script certainly had prescience. I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore. Bryan Cranston did this one in London, where it was a smash, and I expect the same here. That one comes in November, appropriately, election month. As I always say, when Broadway is in a rather static state, but tickets are still costly, it's a good time to check out some of the more interesting yet smaller theater companies. Now, I always tout the Mint Company, but there are others worth getting to know. Ars Nova, for example, which always does challenging original work. It was one of the producers of K-Pop, which was an award-nominated hit this past season, and that one may move upward. One that did move all the way to Broadway was Natasha and Pierre, et cetera, which also started at Ars Nova. Right now, the company is preparing something called the Sci-Fi Folk Contest. Are you picking up a sci-fi trend here? That will be opening in a few weeks and will run through the end of October. This one will play at the company's West 54th Street venue, but Ars Nova is moving soon to a much more exciting space downtown. Stay tuned. I am also a fan of the Red Bull Company, named for the rowdy Jacobean playhouse that illegally performed plays in England during the 12 years of Puritan rule. In the words of Red Bull founder Jesse Berger, this is New York City's home for dynamic performances of great plays that stand the test of time. Well, I don't know about that, but I can certainly vouch for The Inspector General, an old classic that Red Bull revived a year or so ago. It was hilarious, as was Metromania, the David Ives take on an old play, all in verse, the Ives, which is David Ives' specialty, of course. With five premieres in the mix, including the first ever New York City performance of a recently discovered Edith Wharton play, who knew, the company also presents something called the Revelation Reading Series. You might check for dates on those on the Red Bull website. There are plenty of other companies in New York, including the Culture Project, which finds works about social justice. Even tinier but equally committed to serious material is something called TEA Creative. Its director, Viev Rada Price, says the nine-year-old company offers what she calls insight art to help audience members become aware of how they're using their minds when they find themselves in certain conflict situations. Well, the company has done original works about the Muslim community post 9/11 and veterans returning from Iraq and Afghanistan. It's not light and frothy stuff, but you can take it with you. So those are just a few shout-outs to some dedicated folks who feel theater can still be meaningful and original and exciting and not dependent, Jill, on the archives of movie studios or our favorite playlists.
So how much of this do you think is marketing?
A lot. Because it's the same reason, that the movie studios keep remaking old films, because it's kind of got a built-in audience. The name is familiar.
And sure. It's something to talk about. I just happened to be listening to an earlier show of yours where you were talking about how happy you were to go back and see My Fair Lady, for example, because of the casting change, which I think takes place on the 23rd of October.
Yes.
And it makes me, because out, once you get outside of the bubble, basically, and I'm sure you noticed that when you are out of town.
Yes.
There's a whole other perception and sometimes even excitement about going to see something that doesn't necessarily exist on the inside, when you're... And I just, it always makes me wonder whether there's a more adroit way, other than the Tony Awards, basically, of letting other people know the fun stuff that's out there. Because if you just are sampling, reviews from the, shall we call them the review paper of records, it sounds, it doesn't sound fun.
Oh, that's right. Well, people here are excited. Well, L.A. is a big city, of course.
And L.A. is different. I'm not talking L.A. Yeah, I'm talking about regular people who...
Yeah.
We used to talk about this vis-a-vis sports, going for basketball, and how costly those tickets were. If you wanted to take two teenage boys to a game, you would have to be wired into...
Pay $500, and then you find your favorite player is injured. So that's a whole other story. Well, these athletes are injured all the time, so that's hurting tickets.
So Broadway isn't cheap, and let's say you're planning a trip, you've already got to be, it goes to market. If no one has said, hey, this is really cool because of XYZ, or if you have, then it's kind of eh.
No, you're right. And the Tony Awards, as you know, we think of them as being kind of our own thing, and not that many people watch them on TV. Most people will never go to a Broadway show, etc. They do have impact. I mean, they have really impacted this season. Carousel closed. My Fair Lady was having trouble till they've recast it with the star. Once on This Island was saved. Band's Visit was saved. That really did have impact, the winners and losers there. Word of mouth is still a big thing. Getting a star is a big thing. Kerry Washington is opening in about a month on a Broadway show for a limited run. That's always a problem when you get big stars. They agree to do 2 months, you know. But it's a challenge. And out here, everybody's very excited about Dear Evan Hansen is opening. Somebody offered me tickets last night. I said, no, I've seen it twice. Thank you. But, when Broadway names travel, it's still exciting, but I'm more excited. I'm going to see 2 shows out here this week, which I'll talk about next week, which sound much more interesting and smaller and innovative, you know. So once you get away from the bright lights, you kind of have a little more, some of the pressure has taken off you. Let's experiment. Let's do something. Let's don't always think, is this going to go to Broadway?
And one last question. What are the feel good? Mamma Mia was, for example, a reliable feel good show. What's currently out there that's just absolutely reliable? I mean, Book of Mormon?
Oh, sort of. But that's, you know, raunchy. I would say the feel good show is still Come From Away, you know, which is obviously about a great moment where good people did good things for all the right reasons after 9/11. It was sort of an unknown story. And that is really a feel good. It's not fancy. It almost looks like an amateur production in a nice way. But, you know, the people look like real people of Newfoundland. They don't look like Broadway stars. But they're incredibly talented. That one sells out still most of the shows. And I think it's strictly because it's the feel-good show. It just is. I mean, Once on This Island is nice, too. But, you know, Come From Away, if nothing else, it takes us back to, like, the darkest days that New Yorkers can remember. And here was this little town off in Canada, you know, rescuing all these people and giving them food and giving them beds. And I don't know, that doesn't make you feel good. I don't know what will.
Stage Right or Not, with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.